One pair of hands on the mountains, one pair of hands on the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world, WWRV, 2.390-5050. Also simulcasting live tonight around the world on the World Wide Web. Glad to have you in here tonight. Got a great one for you. The Bastard Seed. You're gonna enjoy this because nobody hardly knows what the definition of a bastard is. Mostly, it's those who say, well, he knows who his mama is, but he don't know who his daddy is. Well, you see, that's just part of the story. I don't know whether you know this or not, but the pornea is the word of the Strong's in the Greek. 4202. Now remember that. Write that one down. Pornea. P-O-R-N-E-I-A. Pornea. Fornication. Pornua is to commit fornication. That's 4203. That's P-O-R-N-E-U-O. Porn, 4204. P-O-R-N-E. Is a female prostitute. Biblically speaking, the Bible does speak of a female prostitute. 4205. Pornos. P-O-R-N-O-S. A whoremonger. A fornicator. Male prostitute, masculine. Feminine, gender, masculine, gender. And 1608 in the Strong's. Ike Porneo. Ike, P-O-R-N-E-U-O. Given over to fornication. Jude chapter 7. Now, we're going to take our text tonight and build a gestalt on Hebrews 12:17. Now, it's going to be the key to what we're going to teach you on, a bastard seed. Is there anything in the earth that is spiritually, as well as physically, bastardized to where the real father will not claim them? Now, I talked the other night on something that really astounded me. Hope it did you. In a book of Luke, where it, or the book of Matthew chapter 23, where it says that Satan had guilt. Now, we know that he got a son in the very beginning, and they called him Cain. Now, he's not been around to leave his thumbprint. He don't have a social security number. He don't have anything to directly link him to being the father of Cain. The Bible, you must search it to get the true revelation. Search the scriptures for wherein you think you have eternal life, or wherein you think you know. This word fornication is something today that is just as, well, you know, it's just as confusing as all get out. The word fornication, or the bastard seed. Now, what we don't understand, we fear. And we tend to shy away from it. And in regard to fornication, we tend to, you know, pass over that real quick. And we slant the meaning of the subject for the sake of appeasement of family members, or the divorce segment that the church takes up, and things of this nature, and most of this is swept under the rug. Both Strong's Concordance in the Greek dictionary and the Thayer's trace back these words to perina or perima, which means to sail. Strong's number, 4205. This is typically a male prostitute. And the word P-E-R-E-M-I, which means to sell, from the Latin to the Greek. It's interesting because, unfortunately, and to get this revelation, perima is not in the Bible. It don't have a Strong's number. But if you will trace or get involved in this words that we're going to deal with tonight, 4202, 4203, 4204, 4205, and 1608, all of these five numbers that I'm giving you could be linked as perima, which means, literally, to sell. Now, we know that Esau sold his birthright. And our word pornography is a combination of two Greek words that literally mean the writing of prostitutes. Did you know that? So if you hear the word pornography, and you can run across pornography about anywhere, it means literally the writing of prostitutes. Now, long before they had the nude pictures or the television videos and things of this nature that they use today, they leave nothing to the imagination. Long before there were any of these, the prostitutes, both male and female, remember, sold the erotic fiction that they wrote, which was called pornography. And a key, again, is in Hebrews 12:17, where Esau is compared to be a fornicator as one who sold his birthright. So right there he is, given over to El Ponono, which is given over to fornication, Jude 7. 1608 is the Strong's number for that. Isn't it strange that it has to do with selling, and pornography is one of the, it's a very lucrative industry for those who practice. Now, who do you think dishes out all the pornography and fills the world? Or do you know where it comes from? Most of the pornography comes from the movie industry, which is practically owned exclusively by the house of Esau, the Edomites, coming from the Edomites. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Now, that's those that are given over. Did you know that the Bible says that Esau's mother and dad, it's assumed it, that Isaac was the father of Esau. I don't think he was, but it's assumed. We know that Rebecca was pregnant with two children. They were warring in her belly, and she went to inquire, and Yahweh told her, there are two different, these are distinctively different. The Bible said, either make one of those seeds good, which in this case was Jacob, and the other evil, which was Esau. Before he'd either done any good or any bad, Yahweh hated Esau, and he hated that seed. Now, look at Jeremiah 49:10-11. Esau's seed is spoiled. There it is. Referring to the fatherless, the children. In other words, bastards. In other words, Esau sold his posterity down the river, leaving his offspring in the condition of a bastard without inheritance. Now, that's the condition of one who is born of fornication. That's this one now. Jeremiah 49:10-11. Again. But I have made Esau bare. I have uncovered his secret places. Now, if you've got any wisdom, you can see the secret place where Esau came from, or who his father was. Now, let me interject this right here. We know that fraternal twins are those who have the same mother, but have two different fathers. Now, is that possible? Is it possible that Isaac could have impregnated Rebecca with the seed of the righteous, either make the seed good or the seed bad? A good seed cannot sow bad seed. So we know that Isaac was a seed that was influenced by Yahweh, according to Genesis chapter 25. I have made Esau bare. Now, who did that? I have uncovered his secret places, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is spoiled, and his brethren and his neighbors, and he is not. Leave thy fatherless children, there it is, the bastard seed. I will preserve them alive, and let thy widows trust in me. It's also interesting that there, says about adultery in Strong's number 3429, or Thayer's number 3429, on page 417. In classical Greek writing, the word means to falsify or to corrupt or to usher up unlawful control over the sea. Now, that in addition to the sin of fornication, Esau was guilty of idolatry, and that his belly was his god, by selling his birthright for something to eat. Now, do you know of any people like that? Listen to this. Philippians chapter 3:19. Whose end is destruction, whose god is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things carnal. Literal fornication was a matter that was induced by Esau's sin, but it was wholly spiritual in nature and profane. Either make the tree good or the fruit good. If Isaac was the father of Jacob, then the seed would have been good. Let's look at the evidence. Jacob feared Yahweh. He promised him a tenth of all of his possessions if he would bless him and keep him in the way. Yahweh literally did that and then gave a covenant to his offspring. He's the father of 12 nations. Esau was exactly the opposite. He brought about a bastard seed, or literal fornication. He went out and married the sons or the daughters of Cain, the Bible says, and it was a grievance to his parents who watched for good fruit. They were real sad when they seen him commit adultery and fornication. Now, that means that he was, from the very beginning, a bastard, meaning that his father never claimed him. Satan had to be his father. 1 John chapter 3, verse 12 said, Cain is of that wicked one. Well, if Cain was of the wicked one and he'd done the works of his father, and the works of his father he would do, according to John 8:44, the Cain seed, what about the Esau seed? It gets even more confusing when we try to identify the bastard seed of Pornea, 4205 is pornos, which means a whoremonger or a fornicator or a male prostitute. Therefore, Esau was able to produce both male and female prostitutes. And they were given over to fornication, according to Jude chapter 7, as Strong's number 1608. Now, I hope you write those down so you'll know that in both of the Strong's Concordance and the Greek Dictionary and Thayer's Trace, these back to perima, which means literally to sell. And they started out making their living long before there were any new pictures. They wrote their erotic fiction and made good living as they keyed on the lust of the flesh. And it typified Esau, according to Hebrews 12, 16 and 17. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person. Esau was very profane. He sold his birthright. And these who adopted, those who were fathered into the world as the sons of the fornicator, Esau was a fornicator. Satan committed adultery. And the difference is, adulterating means mixing the blood. Fornication means a bad thing, add an insult to injury without a father who should be claimed. And any place that you read in the Bible, I have made Esau bare. I have uncovered his secret place. He ain't going to hide himself. Who is that? So then, the birthright came about when he sold this birthright to fulfill the lust of his body. Now, the code or the covenant under the birthright instruction was, the reason that Esau got rid of his birthright was that he was to not have anything to do with the Canaanites, and he found them very attractive, just like Judah in the 38th chapter. Was Judah a fornicator? No, he was an adulterer. He adulterated his blood with a stranger. The Canaanite woman was a stranger. He was not to have sex with a strange woman. Now, it's very enticing today. That's why that you see today the great adulteration of blood. Those of the covenant now going over and becoming guilty of what is known as 1608. Ikaponoro, given over to fornication, according to Jude 7. Given over to an adulterated mind, or given up to a corrupt mind, as such as Esau. And to the days of Noah, people will wax worse and worse. They have no respect for the covenant of Yahweh, which says, to keep yourself unspotted, do not go into these strange women and these strange men. Do not offer your seed through the fire. And yet today, this adultery and this fornication is being distributed all over the earth and encouraged through porno. Ladies and gentlemen, it's terrible. This is a curse. And the key, again, is Hebrews 12, 17. I have made Esau bare. In Ezekiel chapter 16 and 15 through 20, listen to this. Talking about the fornication of those who committed it. Let's see who they are. But thou didst trust in thine own beauty. Now, when beauty is involved, it entices even an Israelite to go over and cross their blood, which is holy, into the bloodline of those who don't have a covenant, just simply because they are beautiful. What about Solomon? He loved the Canaanites. And he committed that uncontrollable urge of 1608. Ikaponoro, given over to fornication. Solomon, the greatest, wisest man, was overcome literally, when he saw the beauty of these beautiful Egyptian women, these Canaanite women, just like Esau, Solomon himself was guilty. 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 1 through the 5 or 6, will show you the awful sin of fornication and adulteration. People, you know, the Christian church has got a misunderstanding. Oh, don't go out and commit adultery now. Well, what is adultery? Oh, that means that you go out and you're married. And you go out and you get another woman that's married and you take her out, you commit adultery with her. Oh, really? Yeah. Is there any sin in that? Well, let's examine. The Bible says that you should be a husband of one wife, and yet, through the hardness of our heart, Moses gave us the right to take several wives. Solomon, he had 700 and 300 concubines. We had 1,000 women that was legally for him at that time to go into, and yet that didn't appease him. He wanted to cross over to the strange flesh. That's called fornicating, idolatry, prostituting, mixing the holy seed with the unholy seed. Now, the unholy seed don't have to be ugly. I wish it was, and maybe we wouldn't be so tempted to cross the line today. In this day, it's like it was in the days of Noah. They were crossing over and marrying and committing adultery. The sons of Adam were taking the literal blood of Yahweh and mixing it with the blood of Satan and combining them two bloodlines and expecting good results. Moreover, Yahweh said, thou hast taken thy sons and thy daughters whom thou hast born unto me, and thou sacrificed unto them to be devoured. And this is the whoredoms, and it's no small matter. Ezekiel 16. He took your bordered garments. You read the pornography. You were tempted to commit fornication such as Esau. When Esau sold his birthright, somebody bought it. Jacob was reproved and suffered quite severely by going about this in such a way. Ezekiel 16, thou hast built the high place of every head of the way, and hast made thy beauty to be abhorred, and hast opened thy feet to everyone that passed by. I mean, spread the legs. And multiplied your whoredoms. You have committed fornication with the Egyptians, thy neighbors. It was great. As you lusted in the flesh, you've increased your whoredoms to provoke me to anger. Behold, therefore, I have stretched out my hand over thee and have diminished thine ordinary food and delivered thee unto the will of them that hate thee. You think that the Philistine woman loved Samson? She hated him. He was too blind. He thought he was high, wide, and handsome, strong, unconquerable. Thou hast played the whore with the Assyrians because you had an unsatisfied lust. You played the harlot with them and yet couldst not be satisfied. You oversexed the people that deal in pornography. Thou hast, moreover, multiplied your fornication in the land of Canaan and Chaldea. And yet, thou wast not satisfied with your own. You angered me at the waters of Strath, so that it went ill with Moses, because they provoked his spirit, so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom Yahweh commanded them, but instead of destroying them, they mingled, in other words, they mixed their blood among the heathen. Now, the heathen are those who are of Esau, Edom, and Cain. They learned their works. They served their idols. They were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils. Now, what does that mean? They took their seed, the holy seed, and placed it in these unclean, these fornicating spirits, and these adulterated bloodlines, and sacrificed their sons and daughters to devils. Everybody thinks, well, they run over there and they throw their little babies in the fire. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you have enough sense to know what they were doing? They were committing fornication and adultery. They were putting their seed holy into unholy containers, and it made their sons and daughters undesirable to Yahweh. He would not let them in. They killed them. They polluted their blood. Pollution of blood is mean they mixed and mingled their blood with the evil ones. And Israel literally sold herself into spiritual, sexual slavery among the heathen, and when she opened her feet or spread her legs, she couldn't get enough, according to Yahweh, that we just read. And in Isaiah 23:17, it shall come to pass after the end of 70 years, saith Yahweh, that I will visit Tyre, and she shall turn to her whore, and shall commit fornication with all the kingdoms of the world upon the face of the earth. Takes us back to Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, talking to the devil. It carried over to Samson, the devil and the woman, Samson's girlfriend, who was trying desperately to find out his power source. She spread her legs for him. She gave him sweet love. And she literally bruised his heel because she hated him. She didn't love this righteous seed. She despised him. And yet she deceived him when she broke down his heart. And he poured out his heart by sleeping with an illicit, fornicated seed who could not even claim a father. Her God was not Yahweh. She hated Yahweh. The seed of the woman was the final seed that conquered, was the seed that we call Christ. And the seed of Satan was the Pharisees, and the scribes, and the chief priests, and the Sadducees, and the lawyers. The seed of Satan, who Yahweh knew. Your father is the devil, and the works of your father you will do. They said unto him, I can just see them put their hand up to the mouth like they were so surprised. We be not born of fornication. We have one Father. See, they're trying to claim a Father here. They were trying to claim Yahweh as their Father, and Yahweh, there disguised in a flesh body, told them, if God was your Father, you'd love me. Why don't you understand my speech? Because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. And when he speaks of a lie, he speaks of his own. Who are they? The Pharisees, the scribes, the chief priests, the Sadducees, and the lawyers, the seed of Satan that bruised the heel. And they literally bruised it as they drove a nail through it. Now, the only thing that favored the good seed was expressed in 1 John chapter 3, verse 10. For this is the children of God manifest against or contrasting the children of the devil. For whosoever practices not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Oh, I'm supposed to love everybody. What it said? Be true to your own household. Your brother is your progeny, or the offspring of what we would call those things of posterity. Esau has not a birthright. They don't care. They're proof of Satan's spoiled bastard seed. Satan won't claim them himself. He don't back up his children. He's to tear down the other children. He's there to manifest. Whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or the fruit bad and the works bad. Now, what's Satan going to do? He's the great perverter. Oh, he can deceive. Oh, he can look good. The spiritual bastard children of the devil. They sold their birthright to Satan for the lust of the flesh, the eye, and the pride of life. Therefore, they are spiritually bankrupt. They've got no account with Yahweh. Yahweh does not have anything for them. Esau sought it with tears. He prayed. He fasted. He wept. But he was a spiritual fornicator, a natural fornicator. And by advancing the lies that Satan taught him, he loved to go to the Canaanite women. It became a grievous thing to Rebekah, his mother, and Isaac. It grieved their heart. They knew the law. This can't be our child. Was Isaac so blind that he favored Esau because he was a man's man? Because he went out and got women? And there was little Jacob, the little sprawny mother's pet? You see, even Isaac was deceived by the power and the might of the flesh. Yeah, he was a man. He was a great hunter. He kept his dad in Vincent. He loved that red meat pottage. Isaac did. And he sold out his understanding. He became spiritually bankrupt. He didn't understand, and the woman had the understanding, for she devised a plan, being taken captive at the will of Satan, she knew something was wrong because Yahweh told her. He said there's two different daddies of the seed that's in your womb. There's two different dads. One will claim him reluctantly. It was Isaac that reluctantly had to give up the birthright and take it away from his son Esau because he was impressed with Esau's physical characteristics. But Yahweh hated him. He was a little bastard. And his seed was those that killed the Messiah when he come, and the children became manifest. The Messiah couldn't be deceived. He knew who they were. Are you deceived today? Do you know who they are? Can you discover the proof? Let's listen to this. Hebrews 12, verse 6 and 9. For whom Yahweh loveth, he chastens. And he corrects every son whom he receives. If you endure the correction, Yahweh will deal with you as a son. For what son is he whom the father doesn't correct? But if you are without the correction, would have been any purpose before Isaac to correct Esau when it was in Esau's heart to commit fornication with the evil Canaanite daughters? Ladies and gentlemen, it is something to behold when the seeds begin to do their thing. Listen to this one. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. For all that is in the world, and you say Yahweh loves it? I don't think so. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes. Esau, the fornicator, he lusted for the flesh of the Canaanite women. And the lust of his eyes. Just like Judah, he married Shua, the Canaanite woman, in Genesis 38. Don't tell me these chicks won't turn your head. Yahweh purposely made them beautiful and endowed them, and they became the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. But that's not of the Father. It's of the world. Isaiah 14:20, listen what happens. For thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed the land and slain the people. The seed of evildoers will never be renewed. Joined in burial, dead flesh beings, the unclean, mixing with the clean. It's the devil's purpose to dirty up something that's clean. You ever notice that? You ever notice somebody squeaky clean and they don't make no mistakes? And if you've got the devil in you, you're going to try your best to break them over. They appeal to you so much. All you want to do is because you want them to sin. Or they can't boast. You want to break their pride. A seed of evildoers. Ask Solomon about them. He knows. Everybody thinks that Christ came through the seed of Solomon. You better guess again. You better read a little deeper. Isaiah chapter 57. But draw near, you sons of the sorceress, the seed of the adulterer and the whore. What's he saying here? Against whom do you sport yourselves? Against whom make you a wide mouth? and draw out the tongue, in other words, enticing those that are good. Are ye not the children of transgression, a seed of falsehood, inflaming yourselves with idols under ever green tree, slaying the children in the valleys, under the cliffs of the rocks, wherever you have sex, you kill those children with death, because I will not receive them, because you have fornicated. You have committed pornos. You went to a male seed line of prostitutes, or a female seed line of prostitutes. You have become like Esau's seed that's spoiled. You have sex with something that looks clean, looks good. Judah believed that Shua was a beautiful Canaanite woman, and she was. It goes without argument that the false seed, or the perverted ones, produces bastard children of transgression, and they increase, and as it was in the days of Noah, we're now filling the earth with bastard children. Those without conscience. For even mixing the good seed with the bad, that is the perversion of fornication. The Messiah himself recognized these bastard children were the fruit of being born of fornication when he accused them in John 8:44. It's interesting that the definition of fornication was worded in the Bible 400 years before the Messiah ever come. You think he knew about it? Sowing or mingling the holy with the unholy, and it becomes a seed of fornication. Don't you know, children, that from such turn away, from such you will have trouble in the flesh, and from such you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Do you think, ladies and gentlemen, he who is pregnant with evil and conceives trouble gives birth to an illusion? The wicked conceive evil. They are pregnant with trouble and give birth to lies. Behold, the wicked man conceives evil and is pregnant with mischief and gives birth to lies. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with destruction. Their throat is an open grave. Their tongue speaks deceit. They devise evil plans in their hearts, and they stir up war every day to battle the righteous. Psalms 5:9 and Psalms 140:2. After your desire for these bastard seeds, oh, they're pretty. And don't tell me they can't twist your neck. The book of Isaiah, chapter 3, they menace as they go. They put on their attire. They spray their bed with perfume. They anoint. They smell good. They look good. They perform live on television. They perform porno to get you to lust. And those who are guilty of promoting it, and those who enjoy having it, not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with destruction. Their throat is an open grave, and their tongue speaks lies. Isn't it true today, ladies and gentlemen, that Satan is a liar? Don't you know that there is seed of falsehood Who are you mocking? Whom do you sneer and stick out your tongue? Are you not a brood of rebels and the offspring of wicked liars? Isaiah 57:4. Isaiah 48:8. You have neither heard nor understood. From of old your ear has not been opened. Well do I know how treacherous you are. You are called a rebel from birth. Esau, the fornicator, was a rebel from his birth. The seed that spawned him into this world came sneering. He stuck out his tongue when he was corrected with a covenant. I said, I don't keep that covenant. Look at that pretty girl over there. What's wrong with her? Well, Yahweh said not to have anything with to do with her. Isaiah 57:5. You burn your lust among the oaks and under every spreading tree. She opens her legs. You sacrifice your children in the ravines and under the overhanging crags. You hide to have sex. And you're a brood of deceit, disobedient law breakers. Children of transgression and a seed of falsehood. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've got my message tonight on the two words of adultery. Is it strange that Satan has got a way that seemed right? Oh, it seems like that it's okay to, I mean, what's wrong with you going over and committing porneia? You watch a good porn flick, you see this beautiful woman and she's crossing her blood and seems to be enjoying it. You say, what's wrong with that? That's ekpornoia, given over to fornication, according as it was in Jude 7. Even the angels that sinned were cast down because they were given over to fornication, having illegal sexual encounters with the beautiful daughters. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we have what is known as these white trash daughters. They see no wrong in going over and committing the harlot acts of porno, the harlot whore, female prostitute. For money, they'll sell their bodies. They will perform without any conscience. You can actually tell that they're under guilt as they sell their porno. They make good money. They're paid good money to lay down, wipe their mouth, and commit fornication and say they've done no wrong. From such turn away, it's the offspring of bastards. Today they can fix themselves where they don't get impregnated, so they don't have no inheritance. If you're not leaving something to an inheritance, and as it was in the days of Noah, we begin to cross over so many times that the extinction of the race of Adam was in sight. Only 8 souls of a righteous genetic offspring was left. The rest of it had gone over to strange flesh. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. The same old mistakes. Justified by the church world. Oh, they'll marry you. Well, I fell in love with this black guy, and could you marry his preacher? I just love him so much. He means the world to me. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. That's all normal and natural. Come on. We'll bind you together. You're a spoiled seed. And you will produce the children of death, for Yahweh says, kill them both. For I will not have its seed. It is spoiled. It is fatherless. It's without an inheritance. I will not have it. Esau shall never inherit, because he is a fornicator, because his father was an adulterer. He loved his father's offspring. He was attracted to the Canaanites. It grieved his father and mother, if so be that Isaac was his father, like I said, which I doubt. If it had been Isaac's son, he would have done the works of the good seed, such as Jacob. Jacob went and married into the seed and loved Rachel above all women. She produced the birthright son, which was Joseph. And therefore, you have my message tonight. May Yahweh bless you. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRB at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'm sponsored tonight by my sponsor, Brother Paul. His number is that 800 number, and that's 1-800-253-2748. Also by Brother Bud in the great state of Mississippi, sponsoring the radio program tonight. Brother Mark will be sponsoring me tomorrow night. Men of faith, men of courage, these sponsors sponsored this message tonight. I hope it's been a blessing to you. I hope you can keep yourself unspotted from the world. Have nothing to do with the world. Come out of the world, because all that's in the world is a spoiled seed of Satan's children. And they're filling up the earth to where you don't have choices anymore. Therefore, when it becomes the norm rather than the exception, because it's of the norm and there's no reward against it quickly, that's coming at the time you stand before him, ladies and gentlemen. You'll give an account for the deeds that you do in your body. You better keep it pure. You better keep it unspotted. Now, go to our website tonight. That'll be oneyahweh.com. OneYahweh.com. Brother Bob has got our website up and going good. We need your help here at the Shepherd's Call Ministry. Brother Bard has been down with his workers today working on the assembly. It's a slow process. I hope and trust we can get it done. We got a lot of work to do in our assembly. Pray for us. If you can, send us an offering. We need your help quick. We're waiting on funds to finish it. The heart of the workers or whatever it takes for us to get it done. But we need your help. Send it to Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Put a little extra in there and note it's for the chapel. And we will see that every penny plus will be spent on the chapel to increase the comfort of Yahweh's children. Praise Yahweh. Our neighbor across the street that doesn't really know us came over today and said, Pastor Buddy, could I attend the Passover? She's a young lady, about 65 or 70 years old. She remembers the old time foot washings. And she said, we used to keep Passovers back when I was a young girl. And I said, really? She said, yes. here in this country. She said, I'd like to attend the Passover. I said, you'd be more than welcome, sister. Come right on. So if you are wanting to keep the Passover, it'll be on May the 15th. That's next month now. May the 15th, on Sunday night, we will have a foot washing, an old-fashioned foot washing. We'll wash feet. We'll take our life's meal of leavened bread. And then the next day, all day long, we will meet and gather. And at 3 o'clock, we'll kill the lamb. And then the dinner will be prepared. We'll have lamb instead of ham. Praise Yahweh. And we'll have the rites of the Passover according to the biblical exchange of Leviticus chapter 23 and Exodus chapter 12. Yahweh bless you. It's my prayer, and I'll see you tomorrow night. Yahweh bless. Hallelujah.